Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Horace Speed. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade takes first base on ball four. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gura covering, for the out. Dade moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Brett steals second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cowens. Speed reaches second base with a double. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Date hits a line drive into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speed moves to third. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Speed scores. It's Indians, 1, Royals, 1. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verizer. The throw from Porter and he is out, Patek applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurdle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton scores. There goes Cox trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 2-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Speed hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Potek steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander strikes out. There goes Thornton. The throw from Porter to second, and Thornton is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. Alexander drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brett out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. Porter moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hurdle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Norris pinch runs for Willie Horton. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cox bunts between the mound and first base. Gura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cox for the out. Norris moves to second. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to third. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Speed takes first base on ball 4. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Date hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox. Braun reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Steve Braun. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patek bunts towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The slide. Alexander applies the tag. Wilson is out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Al Cowens now playing right field. Tom Paquette now playing left field. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 3 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. Brett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Royals, 2. Sid Monge now pitching. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett scores. Porter moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Jim Kern now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens is walked intentionally. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Jim Norris. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Dwayne Kuiper. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.